It's a very busy week in Bloomington. Well, it always is this time of year. It's welcome week at Indiana University, and we welcome back 45,000, we'll give or take, of our closest or soon-to-be friends on the campus of Indiana University, including, oh, I don't know, 9,000 or 10,000 freshmen, and a bunch of parents, aunts and uncles, brothers and sisters, cousins and friends, everybody else. And it's been a busy weekend, and it's a busy week, and it will be a busy weekend this weekend. School starts on Monday. The temperatures ratchet up into the 90s. And what better place to go than the IUPD, the Indiana University Police Department, to get the inside scoop on how everything is going here on campus. And who better to talk to than our great friend, the public information officer, Hannah Skiba. Hannah, good afternoon. How are you?
Good afternoon. Doing well.
Well, I'm glad you could make time for me in your busy schedule here on a midweek Wednesday. Is this traditionally the day where everybody moves in for the start of school next week?
For the most part, all of our freshmen are moved in at this point, and so we're welcoming our upperclassmen students throughout the rest of the week and weekend.
Excellent. So with the majority of the on-campus folks in town, how did everything go? I drove by, well, because I've lived here since 93, so I always like to get a sense of it every year. Sunday afternoon, about 4:30, I went down Fee Lane from 17th Street, and it looked to be awfully active. Cars parked on sidewalks, license plates from all 50 states, and people were everywhere. How did the first weekend, or how did the first days of moving, how did everybody do? Did they pass the test?
For the most part, everything went pretty smooth. Yeah, Sunday was our busiest day for sure. Parents from all over the place brought their students to campus, and we welcomed them home. So we're happy to have them back. Of course, increased traffic across campus, so please slow down if you're in the area. Just allow yourself a little bit extra time when getting around campus.
Now, I noticed that there are multiple agencies coming together. It almost felt like a home football game. Talk about how important your partnerships are with everybody here locally to make everybody's day a little bit easier.
Absolutely. We can't thank our local partners enough, BPD, Monroe County, and all everyone else who came to help. It really does take a team to get everybody moved in, and we're super thankful for those partnerships.
And that goes from everything with directing traffic, making sure people aren't lost, being a tour guide. What was your biggest headache, if there was one, on the weekend? Was it just getting so many people in such a finite space orderly? Was that the toughest part?
Absolutely. The streets get crowded for sure, and so trying to get people moving as quickly as possible. Had a few stranded motorists across campus, so before you drop your students off, make sure they've got an oil change and some jumper cables, and we should be good for the rest of the year.
And we know around some of the dorm sites, and perhaps the older ones as well, the streets aren't perhaps as, when they were built, weren't built for SUVs on each side. They weren't built for loading and unloading this many people. When everybody gets to town there, do you just try to keep everybody calm? And that's by what, giving them information or directions? How do you keep all, what are these 10,000 people? How do you keep them all breathing throughout this entire process?
Right, keeping them calm is the first step for sure, but our partners at Housing and Residence Life have a very smooth process to get vehicles unloaded and cars into parking lots as soon as we can to keep the streets clear.
And that's what we want. We want folks on the sidewalks having a good, safe move-in and getting everybody ready to go. So if that wasn't a busy enough weekend, you also had the Police Academy that had a 50-year class reunion and a new class graduate. Gee whiz, that was an interesting weekend to do all of this.
Yes, it's been a busy weekend for the police department. We're very excited to graduate our 50th class of police recruits. So we have 22 new police officers that are going back to their campuses across the state. So they will be an extra help as we head into the fall semester.
And that fall semester will start on Monday. Well, that'll start when that's the classes beginning. Heck, everything is already started. Now that we have, for the most part, everybody is going to be in probably by tonight or tomorrow. Why? We all want that first weekend before we have to go to class on Monday. What do we need to pay attention to now that everybody is back? Traffic patterns around, obviously, all of the academic institutions are going to change. Downtown's going to get a little bit crazier. And what are your expectations for the new folks on campus? We've got scooter rules and regulations. We got to keep it. We got to do all these things. What never ends, does it?
It never ends. Yeah, we want to remind folks that if you're hopping on a bicycle or a scooter, please wear a helmet and follow all traffic laws. So it's just looking out for you and making sure your safety is top priority.
And that, and we'll see folks driving all over downtown, on campus, and everything else. All right, so we're here. Mom and Dad are gone. I can crank the music up. Let's have some fun. What are the rules and regulations for that so people can avoid meeting you here in the first couple days of school?
Safety starts with you all. So just be a good neighbor. Watch out for your friend. Have fun, but please do so safely.
And if you have any problems, where do we need to reach out? I know you have emergency. We know what we dial for emergency. But if you have questions or concerns about things, we don't want to bother our friends at the call center, so to speak. Where's a great way to get some information, Hannah, if folks just are confused or not real sure how it should work?
Sure. You can call our police department at 812-855-4111. You can also send us a message on social media. So follow us at IU Police on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. And also download the Raise Guardian app. That's going to be a one-stop shop for all things campus safety.
Excellent. And do I need to be a student I need to be a student to do that, correct?
Correct. The Raise Guardian app is for anybody affiliated with the university.
There you go. So if you have somebody you know, please have them download that. That is great as well. Why? Who doesn't put their phone down? Nobody puts their phone down. That's the whole point. Well, Hannah, I know you're super busy this week. Thanks for shedding some light on things we could do to make everybody's lives a little easier. What are you guys going to do when it's 95 next week? Keep the air conditioning going, I hope.
We're going to do our best to stay cool, that's for sure.
Well, we thank you and all of your group, all of the folks at IUPD for all of their service, keeping us safe. We'll see you on the streets for football games and patrols and everything else. Thank you so much for making time for us today.
You're so welcome. Go Hoosiers.
That's Hannah Skiba. She is the public information officer for Indiana University Police Department, and we'll be talking to her and Deputy Chief Shannon Bunger throughout the year to make sure everybody's aware of all the great things that are going on while being safe here in Bloomington. We'll take a time out, come back. Glass in the afternoon here on WGCL.